السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وآله وبارك وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. All praise be to Allah Almighty, and infinite salutations and blessings and mercy upon the best of all creation, Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Upon his blessed parents, his blessed children, all of his blessed wives, all of his blessed family, and all of the blessed companions, Ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Alhamdulillah, we are in the Ashra of forgiveness. The month of Ramadan begins with 10 days of mercy, followed by 10 days of forgiveness, and then 10 days of freedom from the punishment of hellfire. We are now, alhamdulillah, in the 10 days of forgiveness. So let's talk briefly about seeking forgiveness or istighfar. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we often forget about the benefits and importance of such a powerful word, istighfar. Astaghfirullah. I seek the forgiveness of Allah Almighty. What are the merits of seeking forgiveness? Subhanallah, istighfar opens the doors of mercy. Istighfar opens the doors to blessings. Istighfar opens the doors to the grace of Allah Almighty. It opens the doors to happiness, to tranquility for the soul. It opens the doors and grants relief for anxiety. It increases sustenance. Istighfar opens the doors to protection from calamities, for relief from difficulties. It opens the doors to knowledge. Istighfar opens the doors to the acceptance of our du'as. Allah Almighty states in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah Almighty truly loves those who are the most repenting. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Truly Allah Almighty loves those who are most repenting and those who keep themselves pure and clean. Sayyidina ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, if anyone constantly seeks the forgiveness from Allah Almighty, Allah Almighty will appoint for him a way out of every distress and a relief from every anxiety, and will provide sustenance from where he doesn't even expect it from. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam also said, the one who regularly makes istighfar for the sins he has committed, Allah Almighty will open up a path from poverty and difficulties. All sorrow and hardships will be removed, and in its place, prosperity and contentment will be granted. One will receive sustenance from unimaginable and the most unexpected sources. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is to make istighfar more than 70 times daily, and in some narrations 100 times. We must always remember that the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is sinless. The anbiya are sinless. But the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, for our benefit, for our training, is also making this a sunnah for us. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it takes only a minute or so to say Astaghfirullah 100 times. And in these blessed days, the blessed month of Ramadan, let us all make a habit of seeking the forgiveness of Allah Almighty 1,000 times, 2,000 times, or even 10,000 times a day. The doors of repentance are always open, but especially in these 10 days. So let's not delay our repentance in the hope for tomorrow, as tomorrow is never guaranteed. Let us seek the forgiveness of Allah Almighty now and make it a habit. Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, the best dua for seeking forgiveness is Sayyidul Istighfar. If somebody relates this dua during the day with a firm faith in it and dies on the same day before the evening, they will be from the people of Jannah. And if somebody recites it at night with firm faith in it and dies before the morning, they will be from the people of Jannah. So what are the words to Sayyidul Istighfar? The best dua for Allah Almighty's forgiveness. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta. O Allah, you are my Rabb. There is none worthy of worship except you. Khalaqtani wa ana abduka wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'adika mastata'at. You created me and I am your servant. I abide to your covenant and promise to honor it to the best of my ability. A'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'tu. I take refuge in you from the evil and sins I have committed. Abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi. I acknowledge your favors upon me and I acknowledge my sins. فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. So forgive me, for verily none can forgive sins except you. Let us all go through this dua again. Allahumma anta Rabbi la ilaha illa anta. خَلَقْتَنِي وَعَنَ عَبْدُكَ وَعَنَ عَلَىٰ أَهْدِكَ وَوَعَدِكَ مَسْتَطَعْتْ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْتْ أَبُوءُ لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِي فَاغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. May Allah Almighty grant us all the tawfiq to seek forgiveness. May Allah Almighty accept our seeking forgiveness and forgive all of our sins and all of the sins of our parents, our children, and our family members. Kyun raza aaj gali suni hai, uth mere dhoom machane wale, wama alaina illa al balaghul mubeen.